We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Owning a small business can be overwhelming. How can your business stand out and connect with customers? Easy. Get Constant Contact. There's so many places to reach customers. Email, text messages, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, live events, the list goes on. How are you, as the business owner, expected to own all of those channels? That's where Constant Contact comes in to help. With Constant Contact, you'll reach new audiences, grow your customer list, and communicate more effectively to sell more, raise more, and fast-track growth. I use this to grow my email list, and you should too. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Just go to ConstantContact.com right now. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall. ConstantContact.com.
Today's show is presented by Prize Picks. Go to PrizePicks.com and use code PACKADAY for a $100 deposit match.
Minutes a day, 365 days a year. This is the Pack-A-Day Podcast.
What is up, Packers fans, and welcome back to another episode of the Daily Draft brought to you by Badger State Brewing. I want to kick off the show. Somebody got pictures. I didn't. But just saying how humbled and appreciative I am with just the number of people that showed up last night, came out to Badger State. That was not my expectation. And great questions, but a lot of support, a lot of love. And I just want to say how much Andy and I really appreciated how many folks came out. Also, full disclosure, a little mix-up for me on Eastern Time, Central Time. It's 11 a.m. right now in Green Bay, and the draft has started. That's my fault. A little slow going after the party last night. I'm trying to get checked out of the hotel, head over to my buddy's place and watch day three. And so, yeah, we're doing this right now, basically as it's going. Carolina's on the clock. They just started the draft. Wanted to just break down day two. We won't do a mock. Ooh, Jatavion Sanders just went. That would have been fun for Green Bay. That's a nice first pick for day three. Wanted to break down Green Bay's picks. You've been heavy. If you guys are following me on Twitter, on X, whatever. Been heavy on the Tyron Hopper stuff. And look, Tyron, as I mentioned, was literally 207 for me. So he is the lowest ranked player in the entire draft for me that has been taken. And so is it great that it's the Packers that took him? No. But, you know, as I've said, I have another job. I cover the Packers. I don't cover the draft, year round. So my minimum, if I'm going to put a player on my board, my minimum is 3 games watched. Okay. I go to the most recent season. I find his worst game from PFF, find his worst game, find his best game, and then just pick a third game. So I can kind of see what he struggles with, kind of see what he is when he's at his best, and then try to kind of confirm some of my notes. And after the third games, then, you know, as I develop like a top 150, my top guys get watched more. And you can kind of honestly see it by how unimpressed PFF's grading system was with Hopper's work in 2023. I felt similarly in that I did not get back to another game on Hopper. I did not get to 2022 at all on Hopper. I just was like, all right, this is a non-special special teams linebacker I don't value linebackers a ton. And if I think you're going to be just another guy at linebacker, you're getting around 5, 6, or 7 for me. With the Hopper stuff, though, out of the way, because I think it's important to kind of throw it out. And whatever, he could end up being fine, right? Linebacker's tough. It is. There's, you know, 5th, 6th, 7th round undrafted guys that hit at linebacker all the time. So I'm not saying I'm right. I wish I would have gone back to the tape, especially after they 30 visited him and watched some 2022 or talked to some people about why he struggled so much in 2023. But no longer speaking about Hopper. You know, not the pants in the air stuff, right? But I just sent out a tweet before I started recording. And I think it's important to remember, important to understand. So, like, the Packers have done some crazy awesome stuff, in my opinion, in the past, right? I think I had Christian Watson 20th on the overall Packers big board, and they took him at 34. Had Luke Musgrave 18th overall, not even on the Packers big board, 18th overall, and they took him in the 40s. Had Carl Brooks 66th overall, and they took him in round 6. So they've done some stuff that has just made me go insane, including, by the way, like taking Josh Jackson, which I was not right about. So this is not a just, hey, Ross is right thing. Other than the Hopper pick, I mean, they're right there. Packers big board, Jordan Morgan, number 26. They took him at 25. Packers big board, Edgerrin Cooper, 41. They took him at 45. Packers big board, Javon Bullard, 70. They took him at 58. Marshawn Lloyd, Packers big board, 84. They took him at 88. So they're right there with how I feel about stuff. They're not getting like crazy, crazy value where I'm super, super excited about everything. But they're like Brian was just, this is a very like hitting doubles into the gap draft for Goody, I think. I think the way Cooper plays, there's a potential home run swing there. I don't know that Jordan Morgan's ever going to be like a home run. Bullard can be, you know, if the league is moving to these smaller, faster players, and they definitely are on offense, I think Bullard can be whatever you want him to be. And then Marshawn Lloyd, man. So I said this, so he's my running back 3. And I said this during the live at Badger State. I said, Jonathan Brooks, because people asked me, you know, who has a chance to be the guy? I said, well, Jonathan Brooks, I think, you know, I think this running back draft class has a lot of complementary pieces. Ones that I like Will Shipley, I think can be a nice complementary piece. If you need a power back, I think Audric Estime can be I'm not a huge Estime guy, but I think Audric Estime can be a nice complementary piece. If you need a power back, someone who's, you know, a little bigger. Garendo's fast, right? I think Benson can be a nice change-up guy. The player I thought besides Brooks that has a chance to be the guy is Marshawn Lloyd. Needs to stop fumbling the ball and didn't show a ton or wasn't asked to be a massive part of the passing game. But when he was, it was impressive. And he's the one guy from this class that isn't Jonathan Brooks that I think had a chance to be the guy. And I said that during the Q&A with Andy. And for Green Bay to get one of my top 3 backs in this class, I mean, I am extremely excited. Even if, you know, Andy's right and they are not necessarily guaranteeing A.J. Dillon anything. If you just told me like Josh Jacobs, Jalen Wright or Marshawn Lloyd would be the 2 running backs in this class and maybe Shipley that I would pair with Josh Jacobs. Marshawn Lloyd to me is just such a good pick, man. And I know, like, again, he was 84th on the Packers big board and they took him at 88. So if you're saying, well, Ross, wouldn't it be like a guy who's ranked in the 60s that they took at 88? Wouldn't that be more exciting? It's a fit thing, man. And I don't take the next level, if I were to go to the next level of the Packers big board, would be to just throw away my rankings, because my rankings go to FanSpeak to be drafted off of as a big board. They go to Arif Hassan to, you know, contribute to the consensus big board. Like, my rankings are my rankings, and they're for the NFL. No question the way the Packers do business has affected the way I think about stuff and affected the way that I evaluate prospects. There's no question about it. But, like, Tank Dell last year is a perfect example. I'm cool with Tank Dell. The Packers were not. I was really cool with Xavier Worthy. No, there's just no chance he was going to be a Green Bay Packer. None. He is. So what I'm saying is, like, the Packers big board is slanted, so it's just my rankings, and then my rankings shifted to their needs. So guys don't jump around in my rankings because they're Packers-y, and that might be something that I do in the future. I took it up a little bit of a level this year and put asterisks by the guys that were probably red flag fits, like Amarius Mims, like a Xavier Worthy, guys that they just weren't going to take, right? And so it's not actually like the most likely Packers, which is maybe what it should be. And so Marshawn Lloyd on a, and it sounds like I'm trying to gas up the pick, but Marshawn Lloyd on a Packers fit big board, like who would be perfect for the Packers, would have ranked higher than 84th for me. He is my favorite. As much as I love the Edgerrin Cooper pick, Marshawn Lloyd's my favorite pick in this draft. Like he is just so, I mean, they could be nasty on offense, man. They could be really, really nasty. As far as like the prize of yesterday, Edgerrin Cooper, I comped him to Nick Barnett. Goody really talked about, and I think some of this comes maybe even from like the Dan Quinn system last year, where they're just using like a bunch of safeties at linebacker, and Hopper and Edge Cooper are bigger than that, but they're just as fast. Neither of them are huge, right? Neither of them are 240. Neither of them are 245. Neither of them are going to thump, but like they're big enough. And I think you'd say Isaiah McDuffie is big enough, and Quay is huge, but he doesn't play huge. And he keeps talking about interchangeability with the middle of the pass defense. So you're talking about interchangeability with nickel, strong, and free constantly. And he basically said yesterday that the linebackers are going to be interchangeable. And I think Hopper and Quay and McDuff and Edge Cooper make a lot of sense in that way. But Edge Cooper is just so special, man. You know, I think an old school scout would say that he can't take on blocks, or he doesn't like run through people, can't take on a fullback, can't take on a tight end, can't take on a guard, whatever. Most of the linebackers in the NFL today are beating the blocker to the spot. They're not going through him. And Edge Cooper is that. He might be the best QB spy I've ever seen. And then you look at his pass rush numbers, he's an unbelievable blitzer.
Hey friends, are you ready for the Bucks playoffs? Are you ready for a little Dame time? Even if you're not, you're probably ready for the NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, or any of your favorite baseball teams kicking off their 2024 campaign. With all of this amazing action going on, there's never been a better time to get in on the excitement of Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app, where you can turn your sports knowledge into some serious cash. Right now, you can turn $10 into $1,000 with NBA, NHL, or Major League Baseball entries on Prize Picks. Friends, I can't even begin to explain to you how much I'm enjoying my Prize Picks experience. It's so easy to play, and their user-friendly interface and enormous, and I mean enormous, selection of players and stat types make it a beautifully unique experience every single time I log in. Last week, LeBron James came up huge for me, and this week I'm looking to keep the momentum going, relying on Luka Doncic and Connor McDavid. And guess what? Even if Doncic or McDavid get hurt, Prize Picks offers injury insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. So what are you waiting for? Now is the time to get in on the excitement with Prize Picks. So download that app today and use code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. That's the Prize Picks app using code PACKADAY for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Hello, friends. If you're like me, you've been in numerous ticket situations that were just flat out frustrating. Recently, I had tickets to a Bucks game and I could not locate the tickets that were allegedly sent to me. It ended up in a huge hassle and led to me being completely frustrated by the entire experience. Ticket purchases should not be that difficult, and thankfully, they don't have to be. Game Time is the fast and easy way to buy tickets for all sports, music, comedy, and theater events near you. With killer last-minute deals and their lowest price guarantee, GameTime takes the guesswork out of buying tickets. I'm already eyeing up Bucks playoff tickets, and I know I'll be purchasing them through GameTime. My experience with GameTime has been simple, seamless, and completely without hassle. No more frustration, no more awful last-minute customer service phone calls, just easy access to great tickets. My favorite aspect of GameTime is their last-minute deals. You can save up to 60% off by buying last-minute tickets, and save even more with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of the big game. And best of all, it's all covered with their low price guarantee. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with GameTime. Download the GameTime app, create an account, and use code PACKADAY for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code PACKADAY, PACKADAY, for $20 off. Download the GameTime app today. Last minute tickets, lowest price, guaranteed.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
I'm not crazy really about Cooper as a cover guy, though he's got some great grades. I actually like him kind of manned up on guys more than I maybe like him in zone. But he and Hopper are both kind of fine there. But both have shown an ability to go downhill. And Hopper really has some more Mike tendencies despite his size. Hopper will kind of put his face mask into a guy. And I went back, saw some 2022 tape. Kansas State had him in hell, but Kansas State is so well coached, and they have such a college offense. You can go back to the clip I posted on X, and there's like full house backfield stuff, QB run stuff with Adrian Martinez, just shit that is not going to be in the NFL. You would have hoped that he would have defended it better, or that Mizzou would have defended it better, but you're just not going to see that stuff in the league, at least not very often. And I did think his 2022 tape was better. You know, I think I'm not going to act crazy. I'm not going to like defend Goody and say, oh no, he's a top 100 guy now that I've watched 2022, but he probably would have moved up into the 150 ish, you know, from 207, to like 150, 160, 170. Now that's still a late five, right? So it's still for me a reach, but going back and looking at the 2022, I mean, he would not be a seventh round guy for me. He's a real, I think, defensive football player. Certainly holes in his game. Right. But you're going to have guys with holes in their game picking at 91. Are there other guys that would have taken? Sure. But ultimately, I'm cool with it. The Marshawn Lloyd pick, I just love. And Bullard's super interesting. Bullard, to me, honestly, more than anything, it's just a little wattage swing trying to recreate the Darnell Savage thing. And I think Joe Barry really screwed that up, ultimately. You know, I think Savage had some good years under Pettine. Not that Pettine was some super genius, but Bullard, as we mentioned, is basically the same size as Darnell, meaning that he is basically like he and Darnell are the two smallest safeties they have ever looked at. And maybe they looked at both as actually nickels, even though Joe Barry didn't use him that way. And he has just as much, if not more, because Darnell was actually more of a slot corner. Darnell was sort of like Tyke Smith, actually, at Maryland. Darnell played a ton of slot corner and was sort of projected to be able to handle things at safety. I think I wrote this in the interchangeable defensive back thing that I wrote. Javon Bullard's interchangeability, versatility is not theoretical. It's there. it happened. Okay, he basically won a national championship with Georgia as a starting nickel, and then was an all-SEC level free safety in 2023. Javon Bullard's versatility is not theoretical. It is on film, and it is on film in one of the best five programs in the country, in the top conference in the country. My only issues with Bullard were size. Was he going to be big enough? And if a team wasn't going to use him as nickel, can he hold up at safety at that size? Again, I loved or strong liked four of the five picks. I mean, right there in where we had them valued. Anyway, it's been almost 14 minutes. The draft is literally going on, so I'm gonna leave you guys now. Thanks so much for everything this draft season. We'll do a huge recap show after the Packers add a million players today. Have a great day, guys. Go Pack, go.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.